In 2024, Sasha Feinberg and Gome Zulu burst onto the international scene. Springbok supporters immediately identified this young man as a generational talent. The 22-year-old came off the bench against Wales for his test debut and happily slotted a 50-meter-plus penalty to announce himself on the international stage. Soon thereafter, he was in action in the Rugby Championship against the Wallabies and the All Blacks, where he performed very, very well. And then injury struck. A knee injury put an end to his Rugby Championship exploits. And I've got good news. Feinberg Ngome Zulu is about to return to action for his team, the Stormers, against the Sharks this Saturday. And in my household, there's a little bit of a grudge match there because I am a Stormers fan and Mrs. Front Row Rugby supports the Sharks. But we all have our problems. And some might say Sasha had his problems with that knee injury, but the good news is that he has now fully recovered and will take his place in the Stormers team on Saturday. Now, in true warrior fashion, with that knee niggle at the time, he continued to play against the All Blacks, and as we mentioned, he performed very, very well against the New Zealanders. But it did cause controversy at the time. Now, why was that the case? As it emerged later, we found out that Sasha, obviously he knew about the little niggle in his knee, but he did not disclose that information to Springbok coach Russie Erasmus. A lot of people were unhappy with Sasha for, in their view, lying to the coach. But let me address that matter here very quickly. Sasha brings creativity and vision to the Springbok side, and an ability to dictate play far beyond his years, in my opinion. And not just the Springbok team, any team that he plays in. This isn't a player who just fills a gap or fills a jersey. He elevates the entire team that he is playing in. But specifically on the injury, for which he was criticized heavily by certain sections of the BOK fan base, I want to tell you something. Professional athletes, not just in rugby, all sports, will tell you this, that almost all the time they are playing with some or other injury or niggle. Most of the time, it's something that they believe they can play through. The pain barrier is not sufficient to keep them on the sidelines. To give you an idea, and I believe that this was true of Sasha as well, if he was literally limping and would have not been able to even walk onto the field, and I'm talking about the first test against the All Blacks at Ellis Park, he would have said something. Now, yes, as it turns out, there was a little bit of a limp in training after that, at which Russie noticed and said, hey, son, what's going on there? So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if the guy almost needed a crutch, right? He's not going to be able to play through that. But having said that, I wonder if you guys know this. Joost van der Westhuizen, 1999 Rugby World Cup semi-final against Australia. He had damaged knee ligaments. He played through it. And he didn't tell coach Nick Mallett about what was going on. Now, we can laud him as a warrior for playing through that pain barrier, or we might say that was very foolish of Joost. We ended up losing that match. What if we had had a fully fit Werner Swanepoel possibly playing in that match? Might it have made a difference? Well, we'll never know, but we do know that Joost, it didn't appear as if he was in any kind of discomfort in that match. Same with Sasha. It was not visible that there was anything wrong with the young man. Further to that, and this is the part where I feel really, really strongly about it. Put yourself in Sasha's shoes. You're 22 years old. You've just made the Springbok side. The coach trusts you and backs you enough to select you to start against the All Blacks. Your knee is a little bit sore, but you reckon it's nothing overly serious. You can play through this. What would you do? I can tell you now that if I was Sasha, I would have done exactly the same thing that he did. And I really believe that 95% of us would have also done exactly the same thing. If you are one of the people who has heavily criticized Sasha, I've seen some people call him stupid, for example. Think about that for a moment. What would you have done in that situation? And as I say, I genuinely believe most of us would have done the same. Has he put his career in jeopardy? Hopefully not. And it appears as if everything is okay now with him returning to the Stormers this week. And no doubt a lot of people will be keeping a close eye on him to see how he goes. But to lambaste the young man and to say that what he did was unacceptable, in my opinion, is actually very unfair. No doubt Doc would have spoken to Sasha about this. He would have laid down the law, harshly or otherwise. I don't know. I'm not privy to those kind of conversations. But no doubt Sasha would have learned from this. And next time, he will know exactly what to do. Because also, who knew, as it turns out, he's only 22, he's inexperienced, and that is what happens. Players make mistakes, and they learn from those mistakes. Even Peter Steph du Toit and Eben Etzebeth made mistakes when they were youngsters in the team, believe it or not. Now, I will also say this, and some of you will know this, I actually used to work with Sasha's dad many years ago in radio in Cape Town, and I met Sasha when he was a little boy. I think he was 4 or 5 at the time. So a part of me kind of feels like a bit of an uncle here, but I don't think that I'm being biased in the way that I'm defending Sasha. I genuinely feel we need to be a little bit patient, be a little bit understanding, give him a little bit of grace. You know, this is not a 32-year-old who made a silly decision. This is a 22-year-old. I think at that point he had only played 4 or 5 tests, something like that. Let's give him a little bit of grace. And as I say, if he learns from it, which I have no doubt he will, and he comes back to full fitness, which I have no doubt he will, he is going to play an important role in the Springbok team in 2025, 6, and 2027, when hopefully we win that Webb Ellis Cup for a third time. So tell me, what do you think? Are you a Sasha Feinberg and Gomez Zulu admirer? Are you a Stormers fan? Are you happy he's back? What do you think he's going to do this weekend? Or do you think maybe we need to give him 3 months, 6 months just to get back into it? Because knee injuries, let's be honest, are not a joke, as we've seen with Lukanyo Am. Although that was probably a little bit more serious. And while you're here, let me tell you about my brand new book. It's called How to Become a Sports Journalist. If you are a youngster looking to become a sports journalist in the future, this book is just the thing for you. But even if you're a mid-career journalist and you feel like you're stuck in a rut, How to Become a Sports Journalist is basically me telling you everything I've learned in the last 20 years in this racket. And you know what? I wish someone had told me these things when I was starting out. You can get it now on Amazon, and I look forward to your company next time.